My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about the number one way to attract more leads in your consulting business this year.
So we actually had someone speak at one of our marketing schools. And if you want to attend the next one, just go to marketingschool.io/live. And his name was Tanner. And did you meet him in Miami, Eric?
Yeah.
And Tanner had this really unique way of generating leads for any type of business that's services-based through Facebook Messenger bots. Super effective. You can run ads, highly profitable. You can scale it up quickly. And the closing rates are extremely high. So Eric, do you want to break down his funnel?
Yeah, sure. So to my knowledge, what he does is he has a Facebook ad first, like a video first talking, hey, like Facebook ad costs are going up. This is how you can get more leads. Check this out. And it's a messenger ad. So after they watch the video, they hit the button and then...
And let's stop there. So if you are a business, let's say a marketing firm, you can talk about ways to grow your traffic. And if people want more information, they can click on the messenger button. So then that way they can start, right? So I'm just giving you, as Eric breaks this down, I'll try to chime in with the examples that you can use for your own business.
Yep. And then what happens is a little bot message will pop up just asking you a little bit about your business. These are little qualifiers. So the qualifiers will be, hey, what's your business? How big's your business, et cetera. Once they kind of say, hey, this lead looks like it's qualified, they will actually have a salesperson that jumps in. So the unique thing about Tanner's business is he has many, many chat people, like I think over 25 or 30 people on payroll for chat, and they're all in Slack and they're jumping on these leads, right? I've actually kind of gone through his funnels to see how it works. And it's a little unique in that all the chat agents, they talk as if they're like Tanner. The person was like, yeah, it's me, bro. And I was like, this is not Tanner. But that's what works, right? It converts for him. So we're not saying do that. I'm just giving you an overview of his funnel. Neil, you want to add to that before I go on?
Yeah. And on your end, you can have individual people, especially if you're a corporation with many people. There's nothing wrong with having many people with different personality types. But what you want to do is set some ground rules on, you can say this during when you're chatting, you can't. because the goal is to close a deal and you have to get people down a path. So after you pre-qualify them, you want people to follow a quote unquote script and they can adjust it and modify it. But in essence, they need to follow a rough framework to get them down through the funnel and ideally become a prospect or a customer.
And what they do after is if you seem like you're a really good prospect, they'll try to get you on a phone call. So they'll, you know, have you scheduled through like a Calendly link. And it, I think his offers are 10, 15 grand or something like that. And by the way, the whole thing around people talking as if they're Tanner, obviously that increases conversion rates because it looks like it's Tanner. It builds a level of trust there. And so you can do that. I mean, right now we're doing for our program, consulting school, where sometimes I'll make videos on like, oh, how to start a digital marketing agency. And then we'll retarget those people into messenger ads. But our offer is like a self-serve offer. It's like $500 a month. So, you know, it depends on the offer you're selling. I think if you're going like $5,000-$6,000 plus, you probably should think about having salespeople. $2,000 is really the cap in terms of just trying to sell people through chat. Neil, you have anything else?
No, that's it. Make sure you check out Tanner. What's his last name? Christian?
Chidester. So C-H-I-D-E-S-T-E-R.
So make sure you check him out and you can end up following his whole funnel. He has actually quite a bit of videos and content online and you can actually just see him on Facebook ads. And what I would recommend to you guys is just go to his page, go through the messenger bot, go through the sequence and actually get pitched by someone on his team. And that'll give you an idea of what you can do to get leads for your service-based business. You can check out his page also on Facebook Ad Library to see his exact.
Yeah, then you'll see his whole funnel. You can funnel hack to use Russell Brunson's term. So anyway, marketingschool.io/live, that's L-I-V. If you want to see amazing speakers that will talk about not only just marketing, but also business and how to all grow as a community. So that's it for today and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.